Good morning. Feel Good Friday has returned. It's Friday, right? I don't know. It's hard to keep track nowadays. Hope you all are having a great week. Obviously, it's kind of hard if you're an active investor in the markets. I get it. But that being said, we're going to keep you up to date no matter what on the cannabis industry. This is Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily. Let's dive into what's happening today. High Tide, NASDAQ listed HITI, back in the news today, announces its Canna Cabana loyalty program has surpassed 515,000 members and adds two more stores to the network. We have been following their Canna Cabana loyalty program, and I got to say, I think it's growing relatively quickly, if memory serves right. I think at the end of last year, they had yet to hit 400,000 members. So if they continue this rate of growth, I think it's a very positive trend for High Tide and what they will be doing for recurring revenue moving forward. Irwin Naturals, IWINF, a household nutraceutical name, is launching THC products in Colorado. They have been diving into cannabis and ketamine recently. They'll be licensing their products to the Larson Group. New Frontier Data and Trees, two very well-known ancillary businesses in the cannabis space. Trees doing a lot of technology. New Frontier Data, obviously a data play. They are forming a partnership, providing new solutions designed to bring speed, accuracy, and transparency to cannabis retail, brand, and product performance. This is very, very interesting. I think a lot of companies will be looking for something like this, especially as more and more hit the public markets. Tilt Holdings, TLLTF, on the OTC, launching a new cold press and cured resin cannabis oil product portfolio in Massachusetts today. Trulieve, TCNNF, on the OTC, celebrates two openings of West Virginia dispensaries today as well. Marijuana legalization stalls out in Delaware in their house for the moment. They are putting legalization on the back burner as they focus on possession and legalizing that and or the restrictions around that. Also, per marijuana moment, two more storylines that I think worth mentioning here. The Louisiana House Committee on Labor and Industrial Relations unanimously advanced a bill Thursday that would protect state employees who are legally treated with medical marijuana. Also, the FDA, the head guy over there, the top man, Dr. Robert Califf, admits the agency has been slow to regulate CBD. You don't say. But also throws blame at Congress in recent interview for not doing more. Can't disagree with him there. That being said, I wonder if you all have been following the saga of BGXX. This is the newest cannabis company that is listed on the NASDAQ. They are plant touching, and that is the news here. They are DEA regulated, so the NASDAQ allowed them to list on their exchange. They have had a wild ride this week. We saw them start close to the 20s, if not mid-teens, but they hit $48 very quickly. Checked on them the next day, down to 15. Very volatile. I wonder if this is their floor for the moment. That's a pretty solid floor given the rest of the industry. So we'll keep an eye on this, and I think we'll continue to bring you their news as well as we dive into this more over the coming weeks. This is Elliot Lane. Thanks so much for tuning in, y'all. Not a whole lot more news to report on, but as always, tune into Benzinga.com/cannabis for all your updates throughout the day. We'll see you again on Monday. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.